This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
October 17th, 2013, this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. You will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on the program since October 23rd, 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pah, the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, and also UN Agenda 21. Her website is IleanaJohnson.com. Dr. Pah, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us today. I have both of your books on Kindle, and I'm very excited that you could be with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I do have a third book, Liberty on Life Support, that preceded UN Agenda 21, Environmental Piracy. It's also available at Amazon.
Okay, Liberty on Life Support. What a great title.
Thank you. It's so appropriate.
Okay, and it's also on Kindle, and it is available at Amazon, as are your other two books. All right, could we talk about UN Agenda 21, or if there's something that you feel would be appropriate to start out with, given the situation with our government, with the shutdown and all of that nonsense?
Well, we would need more than 2 hours to talk about the government shutdown, but this is just not something new. We have shut down the government many times before, at least 9 or 10 times that I know of. And we have, however, not been in the situation where we have had so many debt ceiling increases and such an explosive spending spree since this new administration was sworn in. So also what's significant is that in the last 4 years, this administration has used over 900 executive orders to govern as policy when they're actually intended to be used in constitutional issues. And if you look at from the time of Theodore Roosevelt until this current presidency, there were only over 100, well, I think under 200, I should say, fairly, executive orders issued. So compare over 900 issued in 4 years and less than 200 since Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. So that's very telling. And the fact that our economic data is being manufactured and the statistical information is also very significant because it has not happened before like this.
Oh, I agree with you completely. And there's a lot of firsts for this particular presidency, which is amazing. I mean, and people are really, I think, beginning to wake up, hopefully, because of what is going on. But I still, you know, it's still kind of a difficult situation because I think there's not enough people who are waking up but who get their news off of off the regular mainstream media. And we also have so many people that are employed by the government or that are so dependent upon the government that they dare not really voice any opposition.
That's true. And the people who have tried to voice opposition, they have been marginalized, fired, or worse.
Right, and it doesn't seem to matter what their occupation is, whether they're a journalist. And, of course, some of them have been not only fired, but literally just permanently eliminated.
I don't have any proof of that, but that's what I've heard.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's always good to stick with things that we can prove. And,
exactly.
And of course, we can always speculate, particularly given the circumstances, the questionable circumstances, and the seemingly unscientific claims that are made in conjunction with these deaths. But anyway, let's talk about would you like to talk about Agenda 21? It is just so well. What would you like to talk about?
It's a very, very vast subject. To talk about Agenda 21, and I would love to talk about that because it encompasses every facet of our daily lives, and it was designed so, or it is so, by design. It does not just encompass de-developing our economy, but it's the redistribution of wealth, the education, equity, social justice, control of our land use, of our water use, control of our passage through the ocean, our fishing rights, our exploration from the bottom of the ocean of minerals and fossil fuels, education, I think I've already mentioned that, the rights of women, controlling population growth, resettling populations, controlling the corridors of access, controlling our means of transportation. So it's a very vast topic.
Indeed, and it does control absolutely every aspect of our life. I mean, they have it all planned out, and particularly regarding property rights. There are so many people who are losing their property because of high taxes, because of weather, because of various things. Just the other day, there was a freak snowstorm. Oh, where was this? I can't even remember where it was.
I think it was in South Dakota.
Yeah. Oh, yes, in the Black Hills, where these poor ranchers lost all of these cattle because it was just an unexpected snowstorm. And some of these people are not going to be able to recuperate because of their losses. And it's just so unfortunate. And of course, it's unfortunate because of the deaths of the animals, of course. But just overall, I mean, it's just a terrible thing. And this also happened in Colorado in 2005, 2006, where there was an unexpected snowstorm that absolutely devastated the ranchers there. And of course, we do know, or we highly suspect, that it was because of the government wanting their land. And of course, you can't get land that somebody's living on unless you devastate them economically.
Well, did you hear about the snowstorm at all in the mainstream media? Absolutely not. You could hear crickets. Furthermore, they're not giving any kind of help because the excuse is that the government is shut down. FEMA could have stepped in, and FEMA is not shut down to my knowledge, and these people are not being helped at all. The Red Cross hasn't made any announcement on television asking people to help, so it's very suspect.
It certainly is. All righty, we do have a three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors with our guest today, Dr. Pa.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Excuse me. Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pah, the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, Liberty on Life Support, and UN Agenda 21. Her website is IleanaJohnson.com. Apparently, there was over 100,000 cattle died in the Dakotas.
That's true.
Yeah, somebody said that in the chat room. Is there any connection, confirmed connection, between agricultural corporations, the big ones, and Agenda 21? Don't they kind of work together?
Go ahead. Of course, land use is one of the linchpins of Agenda 21 in the name of protecting the environment. And, of course, the number one is to so-called stimulate economic development, and number three, to promote social equity. And, of course, land development is actually being curtailed, and a lot of small farmers are being put out of business, and their land is taken over by big agricultural corporations. And, of course, everybody is familiar with all the genetically modified organisms and crops, some of which after the first year of blooming, the seeds become sterile, and people know that. And it is done by design. But the main thing that people should be aware of is that the word sustainable development, which sounds like such a benign word positive, because they actually define it as development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. I mean, who does not want that? We're not selfish, greedy people. We want our children and grandchildren to maintain their the standard of living, at least, that we have. But what it is now, sustainable development, as it was or as it is being pushed by Agenda 21, is really a comprehensive statement of a political ideology. And it is infused, as I said earlier, into every level of our lives and every level of government today in America. There's really not one government, organization or group that does not have a sustainable development / green growth plan. And as you know, I'm sure your listeners have seen Dr. Kaufman's map, the Wildlands Corridors, that will be acceptable for human habitation and passage. And it's a pretty scary map if people look at it, because they have buffer zones with highly regulated use. They have smart growth area for human settlements, and they will be in these mixed housing, high-rise, densely populated apartments. And then you have the core reserves that are really literally corridors where there's little or no human use. And then there's the rest of the country is going to be rewilded, as they say. It will be given back to the intended wilderness. I can't say God, because they don't believe in God. They believe in Gaia, Mother Earth.
Right. Ah, yes, indeed. And of course, this Agenda 21 also includes a population decrease, correct?
Yes. Several members, original members of this idea of Agenda 21, have made public statements that they would like to depopulate the Earth from the current almost 7 billion people to 1 billion or less. So I wonder how they're planning to deal with the other billions. And people can Google, of course, these different sites that have all the quotes on them and the exact documents. As a matter of fact, in my book, which I made it into very short chapters by different areas where Agenda 21 is present, some of which I didn't know, and I left purposefully the link both into the paperback and the Kindle so that people can click on it or go to it easily and find out more about that particular issue. So it is a very, yes, they do want to depopulate the Earth. There are statements by Maurice Strong, who was a member of UN's 1983 World Commission on the Environment, and it was led by Gro Harlem Brundtland, who was the vice chair of the World Socialist Party. And they produced a report in 1987, and back then I wasn't paying attention either. I was a college professor. I taught for 30 years. And this particular document was called Our Common Future, and this particular report introduced the concept and the term of sustainable development, as that I mentioned earlier. and how it was pushed all across the country very stealthily. Well, with the help of the American Planning Association and the help of ICLEI, E-I-C-L-E-I, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, which is an arm of United Nations. When people started waking up to this and they realized that this is an international organization meddling into local government issues, they changed the name of it to Local Governments for Sustainability. So they're very stealthy, and they claim they have about 1,100 areas that they're in already, half of which or more are in the United States. In other words, the local governments, the boards, pay dues to this ICLEI to destroy their own country, which is rather interesting, and they're doing it with taxpayer money.
That is just disgusting. So, and talking about local and talking about international, even in Canada, one gentleman that's in the chat room said that just in, just in one local town up there where he lives, that the local government hath sold off or auctioned off 90 properties just for property taxes, because people could not pay their property taxes, and I think because a lot of the taxes are going up so high.
Yeah, that's true. As probably the listeners know, the actual document, Agenda 21, was introduced in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and it was signed by 178 countries, including the United States. And the signatory for the United States was George Bush Sr., our president at the time, which I respected. Incidentally, he gave me my Ph.D. diploma in 1989, and so I had a lot of respect for him, and I didn't know that. And he actually helped me, if I can make it a little bit personal. I was very upset because my dad had passed away the day before my graduation, and I really didn't want to go. And my dad died at the hands of communists. He was just beaten one too many times. And I didn't want to go, and this man made it easier for me to be there. And he was very kind, even wrote me a letter. I still have it today. And how was I to know that 3 years later he would sign the United States into the beginning of global communism? Because in my opinion, Agenda 21 is a form of global communism. It is really the antithesis of our foundations of liberty, because John Adams said that property must be secure or liberty cannot exist. Well, if they're taking our properties away because we can't afford to pay taxes, then we no longer have liberty. And even George Washington said that private property and freedom are inseparable.
Right. Now, is Agenda 21, you've been implied that it's a communistic kind of control. Is that what you believe? Oops, we have a break. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. After a word from our sponsor, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson Paugh. She is the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, Liberty on Life Support, and also UN Agenda 21, which is kind of what we're talking about today. And I asked you right before the break if the if this was basically the implementation of communism throughout the world.
Yes, it is, Deanna. As a matter of fact, the idea of equity that they are pushing through their preconceived plans at the local level or through manipulative visioning, in other words, what the community thinks they want but they don't have a vote in it, it's really communism because Harvey Rubin, the vice chair of the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, said that individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, anytime you talk about collectivism, that is communism. On the economy, their second goal, the international redistribution of wealth and the creation of public-private partnerships and initiatives, is another form of communism. Maurice Strong, who was the Secretary General of this UN Conference of Environment and Development in Rio in 1992, said, and this is a direct quote, "Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, home and work, air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. End of quote. I lived under communism for 20 years, and I know that we didn't have any of those things, and whatever wealth we did have was confiscated by the communists when they came to power. Well, how this visioning started, in 2006, there was a meeting held in Glades County in Florida, and they invited a lot of local people, and the participants who did show up were kind of pushed in the direction of coming up with 129 different visions that they would like to see their community be, let's say, in 2020. And they came up with 129, but the most important ones are the exact same ones that are described in the Agenda 21 document in the 40 chapters that was presented by the United Nations in 1992. And I'll give you just a few. To preserve natural environment, everybody wants that. To save our wetlands, yes. To improve them, yes. Restrict development in sensitive areas, well, not so much, because who gets to decide what's a sensitive area? Sustainable agriculture and farming, they want to do farming on their own terms. Comprehensive resource preservation, well, how much are we going to preserve and how far are we going to push humans off their land? Never compromise wetlands or wildlife. Well, sometimes it is necessary to compromise wildlife if it becomes too aggressive and hurtful to humans. Preservation of scenic views, I don't have any problems with that. Designate scenic highways, that sounds good. Development should be clustered. Well, I'll give you a story about this because I'm very much against this cluster development. That's how we lived under communism. Some American who flew over Romania when I still live there made the comment that, wow, look at this beautiful land, green land, and there's nobody living on it. And then it's just the cities and these small clusters of villages. That's because they were forced off their land. The land was confiscated, was collectivized, and the Communist Party in power took their lion's share of whatever the rest of the population was forced to produce off the land. So I'm totally against this cluster development and this rural village concept. The other visioning idea they came up with was smart growth, planned development. That wasn't their idea. It was from ICLEI, increased density that can spur walkability. Well, okay, they want you to live and work 5 minutes from work, 5 minutes walking, that is. And if you're not, then you have to take mass transit. Utilize impact fees that limit mobile homes. Zoning should encourage infill. More codes have to be enforced. I'm all against this. Conservation easements on agricultural land, that gave rise to a lot of problems for my friend Martha Bonetta, who was told she could no longer sell whatever she was farming unless she paid $5,000 a day in fines. Another visioning idea was sidewalks, bike paths, and walking paths. Yeah, that's nice, but if you want to do it recreationally, but when you're taking somebody's property under the excuse of eminent domain and you're making this bike path 7 feet from their front entrance, that's a problem. And you confiscate their property, only giving them $29,000 for something that was worth a couple million before. But not least, multi-use trails and corridors that are landscaped. If anybody has read about Maryland, governor of Maryland has used his power to give executive orders where 400,000 acres of land in Maryland is slated for non-development. In other words, people can only develop homes in approved areas that already have running water and a septic tank. They can't just put a septic tank on their farm or on a property away from town. So this is pretty intrusive and pretty communistic. And to finish on that idea of communism, I said number two was redistribution of wealth. Number three is nature is above man. And number four, educating the youth has to mean you mold the minds of tomorrow. And if you're not familiar with Common Core, I'll be glad to explain how they're doing that through Common Core now, which is in 45 states. It's nationalized education, socialistic education, if I may add.
Right. We have had some people on the program talking about Common Core, but I think that reiteration and other people's views on it is very welcome. So definitely, if you'd like to include Common Core in that. And you've written about smart meters, which I assume would be to decrease or to highly regulate the use of electricity within a person's home. You've talked about it with regard to health and all kinds of things. I mean, you said you have a chapter in your book, Smart Meters, Big Brother of Our Day.
Well, it's sort of like a spying device on your home. And once they put that on your home, if you have any kind of smart appliances in your home, they pick up through the smart meter your consumption, and they actually can curtail your consumption of your use, I should say, of your appliances in your home. They can control the water level, the thermostat in your home, and many other things. It is quite frightening. So you are no longer having a Fourth Amendment right to be secure inside your home. It has been taken away. But what is Common Core? Well, in Maryland, for example, they're sort of at the forefront of adopting anything communist, but they have adopted a couple of years ago, I wrote about it, a law, or passed, I should say, called No Child Left Inside, under the excuse that children learn better if they are good stewards of the environment. So in order for them to graduate, they have to be ecologically very knowledgeable or good stewards of the environment, which is good in a way, but if you look at their test scores in math, science, and reading, they're quite dismal. And now we have Common Core, which was pushed in 2009 as the president's stimulus package. And to sweeten the pie, they gave $4 billion in historic grants for the Race to the Top competition, also authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. And if you just pick and choose from different statements, Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, described it as collective work. In other words, the students have to work together to obtain a diploma, and it is based on race, on ethnic background, socioeconomic background, disability. It's sort of a type of separate but unequal education. And the main emphasis of this curriculum is pushing Agenda 21 goals, or aka sustainability, and also communistic ideals.
Exactly. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today. Stay tuned.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Pah, the author of Echoes of Communism, Lessons from an American by Choice, Liberty on Life Support, and UN Agenda 21, Environmental Piracy. Her website is ileanajohnson.com. Okay, we were talking about a number of things. This Common Core situation and the children having to work together to get a composite grade, all of these things are just so unbelievable, and they want to diminish marginalized independent study, independent thinking, independent research, everything that has anything independent, and they want to make everybody belong to a group. Which brings up the idea of the non-governmental agencies and the way that they use these non-governmental agencies to make it seem that the population wants what the Agenda 21 people are pushing.
Oh, that's true. And of course, indoctrinating the children is the quickest way to obtain global communism. And of course, quickest, I'm saying in relative terms, because it started in late 1970, 79, 80 with the Carter's passage or founding of the Department of Education and all of these colleges of education who are nothing but mills of socialist teachers. And back to this Common Core, the 45 states that adopted it, there were five states that were wise enough not to. I think it was Alaska, Virginia, Texas, Nebraska, and Minnesota. They make it sound like they're the ones who adopted or developed it, and in reality, it was written and developed by four organizations for profit, but they present themselves as nonprofits. And with the help of 29 people, and it was quite difficult to find their names, but most of them are college professors from the Graduate School of Education around the nation, and three are foreigners, one of whom is from the University of Taiwan, so it's a Chinese person telling us how to develop curriculum in the United States. And these four organizations received $147 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So somebody, there was a lady who, that called it the Common Core Gates Standards. I've been on radio programs, and I discuss Common Core in detail. I'm not going to do it now, but most of the lesson plans and the textbooks emphasize community organizing, including in first grade. They're not even teaching them reading. And moral relativism and not a true history of the United States. It's made-up history, revisionist history. And, of course, God does not have a place at all, but there are pages and pages dedicated to Islam. And they're even asking children to be experts in modifying the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence because they're outdated. One of the curriculum is called Voices, Literature, and Writing. So it's really a scam to indoctrinate children.
Indeed. Congress. And they're not teaching, you mentioned reading. They don't teach the good method of reading. And they're not teaching cursive handwriting. They're teaching keyboarding, which is just amazing. Right. Excuse me. That they would not allow children to develop and learn, and just having them work on computers. One of my guests said this implies that intelligence and everything that is intelligent and worthwhile is in some sort of a monitor or some sort of a device like a cell phone. And of course, I think that the cell phone usage in this country with children using cell phones, I think they're dangerous, just as smart meters are.
Right. Well, they're doing, they've set up a nationalized database for this Common Core. It's called In Bloom, in one word, as flower blooms, B-L-O-O-M-S. I don't know if it's related to educational taxonomy from years ago, which was sort of the Bible of the College of Education to teach teachers how to be good socialist indoctrinators. But they're doing functional MRIs for children, scanning and mapping their brain functions. They're using cameras to judge their facial expressions, electronic seats to determine their posture and so forth. And I saw in a high school in Maryland a few days ago, they had in government a very outrageous, obviously indoctrinating survey of students. And I think the Blaze started asking questions about it, and they pulled it down quickly, but not before they made a copy of it. And there are just hundreds of such outrageous socialist types of lesson plans, including the worst of all, in under this Common Core. It's okay if 3 + 4 = 11, and people can watch the video on YouTube, as long as the child explains how he or she got to the wrong answer and they feel good about it.
My goodness. Yeah, so if they feel good about it, even if it's not true, then it's okay.
Correct. And of course, serving meals to children and trying to be in control of their diet is really marginalizing parents as if it's not their responsibility to feed a child. And it just gives the wrong message. Yes, it's nice to feed people, but we've been getting wrong messages. Are our children obese or are they starving? And they say, well, they cannot learn in school. No, they can't learn, or their test scores are bad because they don't have parents who care about their learning and they don't supervise them. They have bad scores a lot of times because their scores are lumped in with test scores of illegal aliens who often do not speak English and they struggle to understand the standardized tests. We have a lot of problems that don't really exist that are created by the government in order to push their agenda.
Of course. And I think they started incrementally several decades ago, because it used to be that children went to school, they learned, they went home. But now you have all kinds of sports activities, all kinds of music activities, all kinds of other, not that music and sports are bad things, but they're always under the jurisdiction of some other authority other than the parents. Now, when I was going to school, if I wanted to play basketball or something, I'd play with the kids on the block. And now they have organized sports activities, and more time is spent away from the parents' instruction, away from parental influence, and under the jurisdiction of other people. And so children learn to look outside of their home for influence or for counseling or for anything that they would ordinarily have gone to their parents for.
Yeah, that's true. Parents are totally marginalized. And this curriculum chooses stories and examples to further marginalize parents in their roles, and it teaches children to be angry, belligerent, and it teaches them words of anger because that's what results in action and in community organizing. And that's in first grade. My children in first grade were more interested in lunch or, you know, playtime, not in community organizing. I don't think they can even comprehend that. But anyway, I spent too much time on education. I just wanted to also make the point that water is another issue that they are trying to control. In my last article at Canada Free Press, I'm a senior columnist for CanadaFreePress.com, was on water control, and the most recent USDA partnership, private public partnership with Coca-Cola to control water, really? And I have a follow-up on that, which I've been writing on today. It should run, hopefully, tomorrow.
Okay, and that's CanadaFreePress.com. We do have to take a quick top-of-the-hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Back.